Okay, and we're back. Jeff Rentz with Dr. Lorraine Day. Lorraine Day is here once a month to share her vast knowledge of how to stay well in these terribly difficult times, and if you are sick, how to get well. And staying well probably is the operative phrase there. If you stay well and take care of yourself properly, you're not going to get sick. You won't have to make horrible decisions. You won't have to walk around with a death sentence from some allopathic physician hanging over your head. You won't do it. You free yourself from all that. I'm not joking. Okay. Our number here is 888-488-3108. Let's go to Colorado, out west, Woodland, Colorado, and say hello to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I wanted to thank you both. You've been such great mental stimulators for me in all respects.
Oh, thank you.
Unfortunately, this is probably the first year I haven't voted presidentially since I was 18, but that's because it's a vote of conscience not to vote.
Good for you.
Yeah. I wanted to ask Dr. Day...
Not going
to
play the game anymore, are you?
No, and I, in all good conscience, I couldn't. And, you know, I like Dr. Day when she talks about Zionist Christians because I was in that ballpark for a while and until I started really opening my eyes and researching things.
Ah.
It's a real eye-opener.
Yeah, pretty scary stuff, isn't it? When you see those people blindly... in unison and lockstep, thinking alike and acting alike, and just it's scary.
Yeah, you begin to wonder who they think their savior is.
Exactly.
But praise God. I mean, you know, when you begin to, you know, if you really, you know, like it says in Jeremiah, you seek him with all your heart,
you'll find it.
Exactly.
And praise the good in humanity, because that good reflects God directly.
That's right.
Okay, John.
All right. Hey, thanks, though. I mean, on that, that's really, I mean, that is very important. I don't want to belittle that at all. But
good.
My question for Dr. Day has got to do with the push now for this embryonic stem cell research and what's going on in California now, where there, I mean, there's a proposition for, I think, $6 billion so that they can pursue this. And my question is, well, one, I was thinking about this. If these stem cells have DNA, isn't it? And it's going to be different from who they're going to put in it. Isn't there going to be an immune response? And then on a moral level, I mean that's like murder. And
right. Absolutely, you're right. Let me just tell you. First of all, let's go to the bottom line of what this stem cell research is all about. It's all about cloning.
Mm.
That's what they've already. Now, when I say this, I have no absolute evidence for this, but I know how these people operate, and I know how medicine operates, and I know how the New World Order operates. When they start talking about cloning people in the future, they must have already done it. I don't have hard evidence that they have, but they never bring this out until they've already done it. And they're going to want to, because, you see, when you have all the money and you have all the power, what you want is total control, and what the satanic elements really want to do is to create. They want to create like God. So they want to create people. And the closest they can get to it is by cloning them. And so the laws that they're trying to get passed are the ones that will protect them for cloning. Not that they even care much about whether they break the law, but they've got to keep up a good front so people won't come after them and lynch them. And so they're trying to get these laws passed. So stem cell research is really all about cloning. But there is a way to get well, and it's the way I got well, and you don't have to do experiments on animals. You don't have to do them on people. You don't have to do them on aborted baby tissue. You don't have to do any of that. When they have put fetal tissue in Parkinson's patients, and I think I've mentioned this on this show before, they've taken fetal tissue from aborted babies and put it in Parkinson's patients. At first, they thought it had some helpful effects, but now it has turned on them, and these poor people are having flailing movements of their arms and legs that are uncontrollable, and there's nothing that can be done. They would have been far off just left alone with their Parkinson's, even if they hadn't had any way to get well naturally, which they do. So all of this is about something else other than stem cell research.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to ask you was, have you ever heard of anybody with MS being treated with interferon? Is that like a normal treatment for MS patients?
Well, you know, I've heard of people with MS and other diseases being treated with almost every chemotherapy drug. No, interferon is a chemotherapy drug. It's also used sometimes for hepatitis, but it is poison. On my video, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, I show the side effects of interferon and all these other drugs they're using. You see, if multiple sclerosis were caused by a deficiency of the drug interferon, then it might be of some benefit. But no disease has ever been caused by a deficiency of a drug. Diseases are caused by diet and lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so that's the only way you can reverse diseases. You can never reverse them with a drug. By the very nature that the definition of a disease is dis-ease, it's the body that is not working right. And so you can never cure them with a drug. All you can do is cover up symptoms. When they give interferon, a person with multiple sclerosis may for a time get better, but the general course of multiple sclerosis often is up and down anyway. So you cannot tell whether it's due to the interferon. But interferon is destructive to the body and in the long term will be worse than nothing.
Yeah, it's really knocking this guy for a loop who's on. And
Of course. I mean, the thing is, what he needs to do is to get on the health plan. First thing, multiple sclerosis is heavily affected by dehydration. Person has to start drinking. The problem with multiple sclerosis patients, even if they're sort of moderately involved, they already have problems with urination, particularly women. And so they don't want to drink water, but that's what they need. I just say, you know, get a whole bunch of Depends and then drink water like crazy, because that's the only way you're going to start turning your disease around. And you've got to eat the right food, and you've got to learn how to handle your stress. You've got to get to sleep at the proper time. You've got to change your diet radically. But people get well from multiple sclerosis all the time. You just don't read about them in the newspaper because the newspaper takes multi-million dollar drug ads.
Yeah. You're right. No, you're absolutely right. You know, the fear factor that's instilled in people is so, the fear factor of not listening to their doctor.
Right,
is
right.
So unbelievably powerful.
I know, it is very, very powerful, and they want to make it more and more powerful. So they want to make it powerful in every aspect. Always believe the experts, believe the government experts, believe the poll-taking experts, believe the doctor experts, believe everybody experts.
Yeah.
As though nobody can think for themselves.
You got it, John. And for those of you listening who have had interferon treatments, and I know many of you probably have or know someone who has, you know how brutal it is.
Right.
Many people who have hepatitis C just say, uh-uh, no more. Unfortunately, they don't connect with drday.com and get the true healing protocols that will bring them back, in most cases, to a good and vibrant level of health. But you've got to do it right. You can't keep sneaking in a double cheeseburger every Sunday, and it isn't going to work.
You've got to be committed. You've got to be committed to the plan. The plan that I use to get well seems simple, and indeed it is. But the problem is it's not easy because everybody wants to keep on doing what they've always done.
You don't want to give up their good times. Everyone else is having good times.
But I can tell you that people say, you know, when they find out how I eat, particularly, they say, oh, look what you're giving up. And I say, yes, look what I'm giving up. I'm giving up cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, aging, arthritis. I'm giving up all those things. Isn't that a tragedy?
Absolutely right. I can't thank you both enough, and I just want to just wish you the best, and God bless you both.
Thank you,
thank
John.
You so much.
Appreciate you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, all too true. Let's slide into our break here just a little early. We've got another call or two hanging here, and more time for them. 888-488-3108. Your calls and questions for Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, and that's drday.com. Keys to the kingdom of health, are right there for you. Back in a few. Okay, right back with you. Philadelphia News reporting now, this is interesting, that three of the four, but you remember the story about the two planes into the World Trade Center towers, that they never were able to find any of the black boxes. Remember that?
Right.
They were lost inexplicably.
Right.
Two men who worked extensively in the wreckage of the World Trade Center claim they helped federal agents find three of the four black boxes from the jetliners that struck the towers on September 11th, contradicting completely the official account. Both the Independent 9/11 Commission and federal authorities continue to insist that none of the four devices, cockpit voice recorder, CVR, and flight data recorder, FDR, from the two planes were ever found in the wreckage. But New York City firefighter Nicholas DeMasi has written a recent book, self-published by several Ground Zero workers, that he escorted federal agents on an all-terrain vehicle in October 2001 and helped them locate three of the four boxes. Why are we not surprised?
Ah, that's great. Although it won't be the cockpit voices, most likely because they were brought in by remote control.
People were probably all dead or whatever. Who knows? But
if there were any people on those planes, those were obviously different planes.
Either alive or on them. Right. It looked like they were different planes. A lot of people are reporting that now. It's a real major issue to try to wade through the 9/11 evidence, but there sure is a lot of it.
Well, I can tell you this. I have spent a lot of time wading through it and organizing it.
I know you have.
And it is clear to me that these were not the planes that took off with the people in it, that they didn't have windows in the plane, that they were fuel tankers, and there's enough evidence to show that. And those people who were on the planes are somewhere else. Whether they're alive or dead, I do not know, but they didn't go into the World Trade Center.
I'm not going to argue with you. I don't rule anything out at this point.
Right.
Nothing.
And, you know, as I think we've said on this program before, the black boxes that they said didn't survive this plane crash, many have said, they should have been made out of passport material. Passports survived very well.
That's right. Well, it would have been perfect right there on the street looking for someone to pick them up.
Right.
Yeah, excellent. Harris in Chicago has called in, has a question for you. Harris, hello. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate
you
taking my call. Long-time listener.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Day, my wife was just diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and she's got the pictures showed some white spots along the colon and intestine, and she's also getting some sores in her mouth as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can you recommend any, the doctor gave her a treatment of some kind of sulfadiene and said that she'd have to be on this for a couple of years or maybe more.
Yeah, the question is this, as we just stated, the last caller, you know very clearly that her Crohn's disease is not caused by a deficiency of medication, right? In other words, your wife did not develop Crohn's disease because she hadn't been on enough drugs in her life, right? Are we there? Hello?
I think he disconnected.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he got the humor.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, let's talk about Crohn's for a couple of minutes.
Let's talk about Crohn's disease.
Crohn's disease is... Yeah, go ahead, doctor.
Crohn's disease is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. And the point I was trying to make is you can't treat it with drugs successfully. You may decrease the symptoms for a time when they say she has to be on it for several years.
Right.
This is a drug that has side effects, and it is destroying her body as she does that. And so when no disease is caused by a deficiency of drugs. So therefore, the drugs cannot cure the disease. They can only cover up the symptoms. What you have to look for is the inciting cause of the disease, and I discussed Crohn's disease on my video, Diseases Don't Just Happen, along with other intestinal diseases, and they're caused by three factors, malnutrition, dehydration, and stress. malnutrition because people are eating the wrong foods instead of the right foods.
And the wrong foods, the key wrong foods in Crohn's disease are dairy products.
The dairy products and again, but it's not just dairy products. When they're eating animal products and they're not eating enough of fruits and vegetables, they're not getting enough proper nutrition to keep their intestinal cells healthy. So you've got to eat the right things, and you've got to eliminate the bad things. And like Jeff said, dairy is a big factor. And water is an extremely big factor because water actually acts as a like a hormone to cause proper peristalsis of the intestine so you can get your waste products out. So you have to have plenty of water. You have to have the proper nutrition, and you have to understand how to handle your stress, because Crohn's disease is heavily caused by stress as well. So same with ulcerative colitis. Those diseases, those intestinal diseases, are caused by those three things, as are all diseases. And so she can reverse it, but you cannot reverse it with drugs.
I would ask if Harris is still online, if they are heavy consumers or even moderate consumers of dairy products. We know that's a key factor in this.
Right.
I have a cousin. She had Crohn's, and she was headed for surgery. And I said, this is a true story. I said, how much dairy do you? Oh, we have cheese, and we are a dairy family. I said, will you do me a favor? Cut out the dairy for 2 weeks. Postpone the surgery. Just stop the dairy and increase your water. Don't do anything else. I mean, all dairy products, all of them, cut them out. 2 weeks later, she said, the doctor says, I don't need surgery now.
Right.
A month after that or thereabout, she said, I'm almost better.
Right.
2 months later, she's 100% cured.
Right.
Just the dairy alone in that case, in that particular case.
Right. And that's pretty easy to do, folks. You don't need dairy. And there are other ways to get your, if you have to have milk, have a little rice milk. If you have to have
sure.
cheese, you can make cashew nut cheese.
Oh, it's delicious.
And all of it is good for you.
Yeah, yeah. Harris, if you're still listening, hope you are. Use my site search engine, type in Crohn's, and read some of the latest material on that and the absolute link to dairy products. It's there. Okay, back in a few minutes with Dr. Lorraine Day. Okay, we are back. Here's a little something to consider. Julian Day, who helped lift Kmart from the scrap heap of American retailing to becoming a profitable company, will walk away from the retailer with stock options valued at $105 million. Nice exit package, wouldn't you say?
Okay. Golden parachute, huh?
Gee, that's more than a parachute. Okay, we got a whole bunch of questions here, email questions. Let me find this one here. Okay, hi, Dr. Day. My friend has been fighting various forms of cancer for over 20 years. She has been through much pain and suffering due to chemo, surgery, etc., from the traditional medical establishment. She saw your website and is interested in pursuing your healing protocol. She wanted to find out if you are available for a consultation or could recommend a position in the Southern California area, specifically in the San Fernando Valley, Thousand Oaks region, if possible, that follows your philosophy. And here's the unfortunate part, the last sentence. She is not ready to give up going to an MD.
Well, that's the problem, you see. The plan is designed to be done at home, the way I did it. And what you have to do in order to get well, people must start taking responsibility for their own illnesses and for their own health. Everybody is afraid to do that. And in order to get well, you must do that. You cannot get well while you're depending on other people. I don't see patients in consultation for three reasons. Number one, there are too many. I couldn't possibly see all the ones who wanted to see me just because they're desperate and they want to learn how to get well. And in order for me to see patients, I couldn't even have a chance to start unless I spent 45 minutes to an hour with each one. I could only see eight a day. I have had as many as 8,000 people a week call me to want to talk to me. If I gave them numbers,
wow,
I would be talking to this lady in, you know, 2011 or something,
yeah,
like that.
Right.
That's why I put it all on the videos and in the book. So people can get it themselves. They can view it over and over and over again. But everybody wants someone to just tell them what to do. I do that on the video, but you have to make decisions for yourself. And all of the information that I know, everything I know, is on the videos and in the books and in the CDs and the audio tapes. It's all there. So that's number one.
And may I say something?
Yes.
And for those of you saying, well, she just wants to sell videotapes, how much does it cost you for an average doctor's office visit, please, now?
Yeah.
What, $100?
Yeah.
$150 bucks with any tests, $500? The video is, what are your videos,
$29.95? $19.95. Cancer doesn't scare me anymore with the more on cancer is $29.95. All the rest are $19.95. That's less than you pay to have your nails done, pay to go out to eat,
right,
one time, pay to have your hair done, and you can be well for the rest of your life. And besides that, if I were doing orthopedic surgery, you would pay 5 to 8 times that much to come and see me. And you wouldn't complain.
Nope, even if you had a nice deductible insurance policy,
yeah,
you're still going to pay sooner or later.
Somebody's
one way or the other.
Somebody's going to pay.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to pay. You have to pay your insurance. So
yeah,
so the whole point is, it's not, I put it all there because I can't talk to everybody on the phone.
Well, you know what? You make house calls.
I do.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm right there with you. And the information's all there, but people have a tendency to just want someone to tell them what to do. This is not a plan where someone just tells you what to do. You've got to learn about it. And it doesn't do any good unless you learn how to believe in it. And the only way you can believe in it is to study it and see why it works. And then you'll have the need and the reason and the basis on which to follow it. So number one is, I can't talk to everybody. Number two is, you need to be able to watch it over and over again. If I sat on the phone and told you everything that's in the videos, in the books, it would take me about 27 hours. There's no way you could take it all in. You've got to take it in doses, one video at a time, read the workbook over and over again, and you've got to learn it. So number one, there's not enough hours in the day for me to talk to everybody. Number two is that you need to take responsibility for your own health. You have to do it. And number three is, you need to be able to do it in your own home. And you can. That's the way it's done. You say, well, you're a doctor, and so that you had it way up on the rest of us. I had it worse than the rest of you because I had been programmed and brainwashed to believe in orthodox medicine, and I had to throw that all out take the jeers and the sneers of my colleagues who told me I was going to die. You don't have to put up with that, as I did. So the whole plan, but people just want to go to the doctor, have them give them a pill, and walk out, but that's not going to get you well. You have to be involved, and you can watch the videos, and if you get angry with me, you can turn me off.
And you don't have to pay her again.
That's right.
You know, it's all true. I tell people, and we've had so many folks call in over the years raving about how many times they watch the videos. When they get a little depressed, they put the video on. They get
right.
You're there with that house call, bedside manner to give them the encouragement they need. And it is maybe the toughest challenge of all, to confront the reality that you have to stop going to a doctor and expecting to be healed. You've got to take it on yourself. You have to realize that the doctor-patient relationship is one of the most non-productive relationships of all, because you are taught, trained to give up your own destiny, as it were, and put it in the hands of someone else.
And the corruption, I'm not saying that your own doctor is corrupt, but
no.
The corruption and the control by the drug companies of doctors is enormous. Enormous. And doctors don't know how to get you well. So this lady, if she's looking for a doctor in her area, she's got one. It's right on the videotapes. All
it
the
is.
Information she needs.
And look, just get... don't wait. Just get your friend a couple of the videos. Just buy them for your fish. She's a friend for 20 years. You can spend $19.95 twice. Get two of them. Get what you do? Diseases
cancer
don't just have...
Cancer. If she's got cancer,
okay.
Cancer does... What does she got? Cancer?
Yeah.
Cancer doesn't scare me anymore, and you can't improve on God.
All right.
Start with those two, and then there's the next thing would be the workbook if she needs more information, and there are lots of recipes in there for cancer patients, and get that and start in on it. If you bought everything that I have, it would only cost, I don't know, $150, $160. That would be the price of one visit to a doctor. That's the price of less than one chemotherapy treatment.
Oh, way less. Okay, enough said, and I hope this helps you, and do buy your friend these videos. Go sit down with her. Say, hey, I want to show, let's look at these tapes. DRDAY.com. Back in a minute. Right back with you. Here's another email question for Dr. Day. I've learned so much from you two. I just can't thank you enough. Jeff, you always have such interesting guests, but none as exciting and informative as Dr. Day. I have three quick questions for Dr. Day tonight. I scrapped my phony church and started attending a Seventh-day Adventist church, and I really find their beliefs closer to my own. I really like the writings of Ellen G. White. Is Dr. Day a Seventh-day Adventist by any chance?
That number one question, or do you want me to answer that now?
Sure, go ahead.
I am a Bible-believing Christian. I am not a member of any denomination. I do not believe in the organized church. Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ. It is a private thing, and if people had a relationship with Jesus Christ, then the character of Jesus Christ is manifested in them. Churches are run by human beings. And when human beings run other beings and tell them what to believe, it always becomes corrupt. So I am not a member of any organized church. I have a Bible study group that meets in my home one day a month, and we study the Bible all day. People come, they want to study the Bible, they bring their lunch, and we study the Bible during the day. But everybody is admitted, whether they believe what each individual believes or not. The only reason I would maybe throw them out is if they break up my furniture, but not because they disagree with my beliefs.
Or if they walk in with a double cheeseburger.
That's right. But the thing is, whenever churches are set up, organized churches, remember... You're a Christian, so if you when you read the Bible, the disciples were always wanting to set up an organized church. James and John were saying, we want to be the best in your kingdom, and we want to sit on your right and your left. And Jesus said, I don't do that. He made no preparations for any organized church when he was on earth, even when he knew he was going to be crucified and ascend to heaven after his resurrection. He never made any plans for an organized church.
In fact,
that did that.
Didn't he say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't build temples to worship in or something?
That's right. Yeah. Everything about his life said he wouldn't do that. And guess, people are talking about, well, who crucified Christ? And the Jews say the Romans did it, and everybody else said the Jews did it. I'll tell you who crucified Christ, the organized church. The organized church of the day crucified Christ because he didn't come like they said he would be. And that's what's going to happen now on this earth. The organized church will lead the persecution mm-hmm. of those who are the true followers of Christ.
Well, look how many people the church organized religion has slaughtered over the millennia. I mean,
absolutely.
Uncountable numbers. And it's almost as if, well, Jesus was our Savior, but we know better than he, really, and that's why we're going to start these. He just didn't quite get it. We know better, so we're going to start these organized religions.
Well, that's right. And the other thing is, when they start these organized religions, they do not exhibit the character of Christ. None of them do, because man makes, you know, God created man in his image, but in organized churches, man recreates God in the image of man. They make him out just to be like man. They say,
right,
well,
down.
You know, God's going to kill our enemies for us.
They bring him right down and they humanize him.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
He says, my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to them who hate you. And look at these Christian Zionists are just calling for blood against the Iraqis and the Palestinians. That is not Jesus.
Kill them all.
That's right. That's what they're saying. And,
yeah.
and they I don't know where they think Jesus comes into all this. They call themselves Christians. It's profanity when someone uses the name of Christ and they're not like him.
Okay. That's
okay, number two.
Greg's, this is from Greg.
By the way, I am a Seventh-day Sabbath keeper. I'll tell you that. I am a Seventh-day Sabbath keeper, and I believe Jesus is coming soon, but I am not a member of a specific church. The reason I am a Seventh-day Sabbath keeper is there is no evidence in the Bible whatsoever that we are to worship on Sunday. That is a contrivance of man.
I agreed. Always have agreed with that.
Right.
These questions are from our friend Greg up in Snohomish, Washington, 100% raw vegan listener. He's a good guy.
Good.
Okay. What does Dr. Day think of the Essene Gospel of Peace? That I don't know much about.
The Essenes were a group that were around the time of Christ, and actually they were the ones who lived out near Qumran, where they found
Dead Sea Scrolls.
Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yeah, I know who they were, but I don't know about their gospel of peace.
Right. Well, there is they do have a gospel of peace, but it seems that they were a knockoff of Christianity and were not really true followers of Christ. Again, it was another group that set themselves up.
Another
so
club.
I'm not enamored with the Essene.
Another club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And this is a little humor. Did either of you get your flu shot yet?
it is a humor, huh?
Yes.
Oh, my. And it's too bad because, Jeff, maybe we're not going to be able to get it because they're running out.
I don't know. I'm going to Canada for mine. I'm not going to be denied. Never mind that the flu strain that has erupted already in the East is and the Pacific isn't even covered by the three guesses they made last year when they made the vaccine.
It doesn't work anyway.
Of course
so it
not.
Doesn't make any difference
no,
what strain comes around.
You lose all the way around, folks.
Yeah.
Not only do the vaccines not work, but they don't have the right flu strain. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah.
He says, by the way, P.S. Dr. Day, potatoes aren't that bad raw.
Well, yeah, no, I have admitted I've never gotten used to them raw. I know a lot of people like them. I just have not.
You don't have enough ketchup.
It's an acquired taste.
Ketchup. You got to remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Here's another one. A lot of folks are writing in. No, I've been waiting for this question. We've never gotten this question before. I'm sure a lot of people have thought of it. Is there a connection between Lorraine Day, M.D., and Lorraine Day, the beautiful movie star who married Leo DeRocher?
A lot of people ask me that. You know, I always know how old they are when they do that.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
remember well, her, and
yeah.
They have to be at least over 55, and usually older. No, people say, well, your mother must have named you after her. No,
not spelled the same way either. Hers was L.A., wasn't it?
What?
Hers was spelled L-A-R-R, wasn't
right.
it?
It was L-A-R-A-I-N-E, I think. My mother's middle name was Lorraine, and I married the name Day.
Yeah, you'll always be the White Rock girl to me.
By the way, I should tell people out there, you know, by the oh, I heard on some chat session. I don't know why people don't have more to do with their life than sit around and talk about me. But, you know, whether, again, the rumor's going around that I'm dead. And so I guess I'm talking to you from beyond the grave.
Wow, it's an amazingly clear connection.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so then they say, well, you know, somebody said, oh, I was late in getting the two videos that I ordered, so she must be sick again. Well, as though I'm out there packing the boxes,
yeah,
you know, to send them out.
Yeah.
I've got other things to do.
You give a keyboard and a modem to people, and that's what you get.
That's right. I will say this. Somebody did get it right. Now, I don't spend much time on the speaking circuit because all my information is on my videos. And traveling around to talk to people destroys your immune system. And I can stay home and write more and produce more videos and write more books. I'm in the process of writing 3 more books. Now, one of them is called Who Rewrote the Bible, by the way, for those of you who are interested in that, showing the errors and how all of them have changed the doctrines of the Christian church. So what you hear about in the Christian church, almost every Christian church, has nothing to do, no resemblance to the doctrines that are actually in the Bible in the original Greek. But I did get married, you know, over the last, in about a year and a half, I lost 3 members of my family, two of them tragically.
Yeah.
But I did get married again 6 months ago, and I married someone that probably many of you have heard of, who is a truth teller and has been a stalwart for truth and right for a long period of time, and that is former Congressman Bill Dannemeyer.
He's a real American, that man.
That's right.
And you snagged a good one.
Yeah, we met 15 years ago briefly when
really?
We were working on AIDS legislation.
Really?
Yeah. And then 4 years ago, his wife died of cancer, and about a year ago, he came looking for me.
He actually did?
Yeah.
Really? Had you in that little black book all those years.
Well, he says the Lord put my name in his mind. He came looking for me.
I know. What a nice story.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, we just have, I don't want to get in this next question because we have just about a minute or so. It's a good question. A lady who's been on your health plan for 19 months now, but has breast cancer, doing great, so we'll do that
good.
Next. Just to underscore what Lorraine said, and earlier I wasn't kidding, house calls. She is there.
That's right.
On the videos, in your room, anytime you want, and these are treasuries of information, of care, of compassion. These are extraordinary. There's nothing like these videos on the planet. Nothing. They are that unique. And I can't tell I cannot tell all of you how many emails I've gotten from people whose lives have been made better. It's just, I can't count them. And they love the videos, and they caution others. I loan my video, I can't get it back. Or people keep it. Can I keep it a little longer? It's that kind of a video. And you won't watch it once, you'll watch it 2, 3, 4, 5. And every time you watch it, what happens, Lorraine?
They learn more. More and more, because as you start getting a database of the information in your mind and start understanding, then it starts opening up to you. You have to watch them over and over again. And not only that, as I told you, I think the last time I have the eye information out there, many people have been writing to me about the eye information. So eye diseases and how to get rid of your glasses. That's out there now on IC. By the way, when you go to my website at drday.com, click on radio or other, and that will take you to my website. The TV one goes to the TV website. Go to the radio or other, and that has a lot more information on it, including the IC CDs and audios.
Neat. All right. Excellent. All right. More emails and your calls when we come back. 888-488-3108.